Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us a score?
Paula and PJ each have two. Adam has four.
We flipped a coin. Yeah. Paula got it right. It was heads. So you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. This week, Governor Jerry Brown ordered California's first mandatory blank restrictions.
Water.
Yep. After serving 5 terms as the senator for Nevada, blank announced that he wouldn't be seeking re-election.
Harry Reid.
Yep. Stanford University announced Thursday that it would offer free blank to families making less than $125,000 a year.
Free blank? I'd like some.
Yeah.
What is it? The shots for it to prevent disease.
Oh, and you mean inoculation?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tuition.
Oh, free tuition?
Yeah. A high school teen who received a rejection letter from Duke this week responded by blanking.
Going to Stanford for free.
The answer is writing Duke a rejection letter of their rejection letter. On Monday, Jay-Z relaunched Tidal, his new high-quality blank service.
Music buying service.
Music streaming.
Thank you.
Yes. Investigators found that a sinkhole that had been snarling traffic in Dublin was caused by a blank.
Let me think about this. A kid digging in Hawaii.
The answer.
Ring that bell.
Yeah, ring that bell.
Prove it's not.
The answer is an old tunnel politicians used to sneak over to a brothel.
Right to a brothel.
Yes.
Oh,
brothel
of course.
Tunnel.
Yes.
I just didn't want to say brothel on NPR.
Yeah. Bill, how did Paula do?
She got 3 right for 6 more points. It gives her a total of 8 and the lead.
Hey, okay. PJ, you're up next.
I have the lead.
Hey, yeah. Okay.
In the number.
PJ, fill in the blank. On Thursday, terrorist group Al-Shabaab took credit for an attack on a university in blank.
Kenya.
Yes. Iraqi military forces announced Wednesday that they had reclaimed the city of Tikrit from blank.
ISIS.
Yes. 7 years after the trial began, Italy's highest court overturned the murder conviction of blank.
Knox.
Correct. Yeah. Amanda Knox.
Amanda Knox.
On Tuesday, President Obama lifted the 2-year freeze on sending military aid to blank.
Egypt.
Yes. After being found unconscious in her home, legendary singer-songwriter blank was rushed to the hospital.
Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell, yes. After a 2-year shutdown, CERN announced they'd be restarting the blank this weekend.
There's that giant molecule collider.
Sure,
thing.
Yes, yeah. The Large Hadron Collider.
Yeah.
During a live news broadcast, a TV weatherman in Minnesota complained about his suit being too tight before realizing blank.
That he was fat.
That he still had a coat hanger in his suit.
Happens to us all.
Local weatherman Steve Frazier had just started giving his forecast when he began to complain that his jacket was too tight. After a minute of squirming in his chair, he reached behind him and pulled out the coat hanger that he'd forgotten to take out of his coat. He then calmly finished the weather, reinserted the hanger, and hung himself up so he'd be wrinkle-free for tomorrow's broadcast. Bill, how did PJ do?
He got 6 right. 12 more points. He has 14 and the lead.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
All right, Bill. So that means Adam needs how many to win?
5 to tie and 6 to win.
Yikes.
Okay, Adam. This is for the game Fill in the Blank. After just 2 days of testimony, the defense team for the blank bomber rested their case.
Boston Marathon
bomber. On Wednesday, a federal grand jury indicted New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez on blank charges.
Corruption.
That is right. Comedy Central announced Monday that South African comedian Trevor Noah would be the next host of blank.
The Daily Show.
Yup. In England, a blind man collecting disability benefits was accused of fraud after he blanked.
Read his bank statement.
Got a perfect score at a darts tournament.
Oh, yeah.
On Wednesday, Cynthia Lennon, the first wife of blank, passed away at 74.
John Lennon.
That is right. Police in France suspected that a man was intoxicated when they found him blanking on the beach.
Oh, he was drinking wine.
In fact, he was performing mouth-to-mouth resuscitation
on a rubber raft.
On a rubber raft.
I read that. Yes.
That he thought was a person. When police found the man at 4 a.m., he was frantically trying to breathe life into the inflatable rubber raft, and he had already called the fire department for help. Police were eventually able to bring the man back to the station to sober up, but not before he attempted to outfit one of the officers with an outboard motor and ride him into open water. Bill, did Adam do enough to win?
Well, he got 4 right, 8 more points, a total of 12, but he could not catch PJ this week.
There we go.